working over there. Is it working over here? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A little less monitor. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to do something here in just a minute, but glory to God. I just read here just recently, said that when Jesus went over to the other side, remember, and he went over to the other side, and a guy came out of the cave, you know, he said he had like 6,000. He said it had a legion. Some say that's 6,000. Some say it was 10,000 demons in him. That's a lot of devils. And yet he fell down and worshiped the Lord. 10,000 demons couldn't stop him from worshiping Jesus. What's stopping you? Sometimes you just got to get beside yourself a little bit. Come on now, if you really want to see God do something in your life, you got to shake yourself sometimes. Well, amen. You got to go where you've not been before, glory to God. Amen. Get radical, get loud, get boisterous. If you need to say to somebody, pardon me, but I'm about to praise the Lord, then just do it, glory to God. Amen. Well, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just going to obey God just a minute, Pastor Shirley. I heard the Lord saying, and it seems like every time I come here, I hit this same scripture. And it reminds me, years ago, I read about some missionaries that found one page of the Bible, and he kept preaching from the one page of the Bible. And they asked him, says, how long are you going to preach from that page? He says, until you get it. But again, I'm reminded tonight and felt impressed to say by the Spirit of the Lord, Moses is dead. The old order of doing things is dead. Okay? And there are those that are looking at you and saying, what significance is it? It's of no significance. I'm talking about the church. It's of no significance. But God says, I'm about to change their testimony. He said, I'm about to make this place a place of significance. And there'll be those who try to duplicate what's going on here, but they won't be able to duplicate it, so they'll come join it. Amen. And I hear the Lord saying, put the bar down on your plow and plow down deeper, for in your heart you know what to do. Do it. Do it. This is the time. This is the season. Just go ahead and get radical. Just go ahead and let that prophetic anointing just begin to release out of you. And just stir things up. Change the atmosphere. When you walk into the place, if nothing's shaking and nothing's happening, you change it. You break it open. You just come right in right from the very beginning and begin to prophesy and break things open and watch and see what God's going to do. And Jerry, I heard the Lord saying, I'm making you a man of dreams. I don't know of your dreams, but he says, I'm making you a man, probably because you're an old man. I'm making you a man of dreams. And the Lord said, I'm going to give you strategic strategies and plans and ideas even in the midst of your dreams. And it's not going to be one of these things, I got to get up and look in the book and see what God was saying. You'll know what He's saying. It'll be clear to you because it's the Lord speaking to you. And He's going to give you, just line things out for you. And the Lord wants you to understand, no, you're not done. You're far from being done. You're just really beginning a new phase in your life. And you're going to begin to see that there's a joy that's begin to be releasing you. And a new passion and a new fire is going to begin to take over you. And where it seemed like, you know, okay, I've gone through all these physical things and I don't have the strength anymore to do. The Lord said, you'll run and not be weary. The Lord said, I'm going to quicken you in your inner man. And you'll see a new strength begin to take over you. And the Lord said, I'm going to make you have your Pentecostal fits. And you'll see, said God, that I'm going to free you from restraints. The Lord said, I'm changing your mindsets. I'm changing your ideas. I'm changing what other people might think. And the Lord says, even when they want to put the halter to you and try to hold you back, the Lord said, they'll not be able to hold you back because I'm firing you up once again, said God, and you'll run and not be weary. Glory to God.
That there's going to be continue to be an anointing of a father and mother mantle that's upon you. For God says there's yet many sons to be birthed. And God says they're going to be birthed and they're going to be launched between the two of you two. So God says begin to broaden and look even further than what you have in times past, because the sphere of influence that the Father's going to begin to bring you is going to be not just here within Columbia, but it's going to penetrate even in the geographical area round about you. There are going to be those that are going to come to you and say, how did you do this and how did you do that? And you're not going to be able to say, I did 1, 2, 3. It's going to be simply, we followed the Spirit of the Lord, we listened to His voice, and we just risked it, so to speak. So God says there's more sons and daughters yet to be birthed out of your ministry yet. And there's going to come a joy and an ease with it in this season like none other. There's an acceleration and there's going to be an ease with it, says God. So God says, know that your latter days are truly going to be your greater days.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to prophesy to everybody that wants it tonight before you go home. If you want it, you'll get it. Glory to God. But I want to talk to this couple again. Mutt and Jeff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I don't know a thing what you do in the natural, but I want you to know that the Spirit of God told me that He's changing some things in your life, and you're going to begin to see some ministry opportunities come up in you. He said, you were born for this. The Lord says, I'm going to stir some things up, and I'm going to release some things out of your life. And the Lord says, I'm going to give you a platform that you can begin to share and begin to speak forth the things of God. And the Lord said, get ready, because I call you my minister, and you'll see, said God, that I've counted you faithful, and I'm going to put you in ministry, and you're going to see the word of the Lord begin to overtake you and root up some things and root out some things that would want to be a hindrance to it, and even mindsets, and just root them up and root them out, and you'll begin to speak, said God, under my inspiration and my influence. And the Lord says, even as you looked and saw a power and being demonstrated, and you thought, well, I'd like to have some of that, the Lord says, you got it, and it will be released, says the Lord. And sis, I saw you, and I'm just going to call you what I heard in the spirit when we were in worship. Pie lady. I saw you with a pie, just like, and it had to be sweet potato because I don't like pumpkin, but I saw you with a pie, and as I looked at it, I heard the Lord saying that she's just been preparing things and getting things ready, and just through intercession and things, you know, just been bombarding the things of God. And the Lord says, I've heard your prayer, and I'm moving now to put things in order and put things in alignment, and you'll see that your dream will come into fruition, says the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, amen. Hallelujah. 10,000 demons. Well, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I didn't come to have a Baptist service. Nothing wrong with the Baptist. Thank God for the Baptist, because if it wasn't for the Baptist, half of y'all wouldn't be here. Hallelujah. Well, amen. I've had some interesting things take place over the last couple of years, but one of them just recently, and ties in with something that's went on about a year and a half ago. About a year and a half ago, I was getting ready to go to church and getting dressed, and the Lord spoke to me. He says, Jim, he calls me that because that's my name. He said, do you want to come home? Just out of clear blue. Do you want to come home? And I knew it was God, because I don't never call heaven home. But he says, do you want to come home? And I says, no, Lord, not yet. I've still got some things I need to do. I got some prophetic words that need to be fulfilled. Hello, somebody. Come on. And so, not yet, Lord. And then just recently, we were in a conference up in Lexington. And while I was there, I was under attack. And my wife picked up on it, was interceding for me and everything. And when we got home, I sat down in my chair. And all of a sudden, it's just the weightiness of God's presence came on me. To such a degree and such power. And I've been in ministry for 40 years or more. And never felt it like that. And it was just powerful. And as he just sat down on me, and I sat up in my chair and I said, whew. She says, what is it? I says, it's just the power of God. The presence of God is just all over me. And I just kind of sat there a moment, and it just seemed to ease up. And then all of a sudden it came back again. And when it came back this time, now you understand, I don't do hymns. When it came back this time, I heard these words, softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, come home. And I feel it now, glory to God. And I said, Lord, I'm not ready yet. I've got some prophetic words that need to be fulfilled. Are y'all hearing that? I've got some prophetic words, because God's not a man that he should lie. If he spoke it, then he wants to bring it to pass. His words doesn't return void. Amen. And so I've got these words out there that need to be fulfilled. And I said that to say this. As long as you have a prophetic word, you have a reason for existing. Come on now. As long as you have something you haven't fulfilled, there's a reason for you being here. So when the devil comes around and tries to take you out, you can say, no, I'm not ready to go yet. I've got much more to do. Amen. Well, amen. Amen. And so you need to get you one.
That's right.
Amen. Get you several of them, matter of fact. Well, amen. If all my words come true, I'm going to live to be a really old man. Hallelujah. Well, amen. Well, here we are again, glory to God, at the close of another year and the beginning of a new one. Yes. Amen. And I was already informed that we don't have to have a watch night service. You don't have to watch the night. The night will take care of itself. Yes. Amen. But as we put a close to 2017, I'm looking forward with a sense of expectation for 18. Amen. I may not even be able to sleep tonight because I know it's coming in the morning. Glory to God. And so I'm looking forward. I really believe that 2018 is going to be a good year. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just waiting, you know, glory to God. And you know, 2017 been pretty good. We started off in 2017, and the word of the Lord for 2017 that the Lord gave me was it was going to be a standout year. And to me, 2017 was a standout year. Whether you like it or not, we got a new president.
Yeah.
Amen. And he's been on making America great again. Whether you like it or not. Amen. That doesn't mean I agree with everything he does. He's kind of crass. But I think we kind of need somebody like that right now. He's shaking some things up. So we got a new president. And then you know what else we got? We got forest fires and we got double hurricanes and flooding. And we got all this stuff going on. And you know, in 2017, my wife went into hospital, almost lost her. And you know, there are things that happen in 17 that when I think about 2017, I'm going to say, oh yeah, that's the year that this happened or that happened. Are you following me? In fact, your name again? Keith. Keith will be able to say 2017. Well, that was the year. The last day of the year, God spoke to me and said something to me about ministry. And he's going to remember 17 just for that very fact. And so there are things that happen, good and bad, in 2017. Amen? And so I'm going to remember them. But I'm still looking forward for something better in 18. Amen. I was just reminded recently of a friend of mine. His mother's passed away, and her favorite song when she came into the church was, I've had some good days, and I've had some bad days, but the good days outweigh the bad days. Are you following me? And I'm here to testify this last day of the year that the good days outweighed the bad days. Amen. They had to because you're still standing here. Well, amen. And so I'm looking forward to 2018, and my plan is to trouble hell. Yeah, I just plan on troubling hell and upsetting the status quo of religion. I'm just going to upset it. In fact, my next book is ready right now, and it's going to upset status quo religiosity. Amen. Because, you know, church just to have church just to get people in a building is so far beneath our privilege. Well, amen. And so God's changing some things. I was reminded, my wife been teaching on Wednesday nights some things about the Holy Spirit I'm sorry, I'm old school. That's things about the Holy Ghost. Y'all be proper all you want. I'm old school. Holy Ghost. And she was talking about the Holy Ghost, and we went to a scripture in the book of Acts, and it's a familiar scripture. I preached from it many times, you know, since I've been in ministry, but it was the first time I saw it out of this particular version. And it was a scripture where it says that the sons of Sceva tried to cast out a devil. And in the King James, it says that Jesus I know, and Paul I know, and I always add this, but who the devil are you? And it jumped on him and whipped him and sent him running. Yeah. But in the version I read, it said this, Jesus I know, and I'm getting acquainted with Paul. And I think, oh, that's where it's at right there. Is the devil getting acquainted with you?
Yeah.
Huh? And I'm going to make him so acquainted with me this next year. I've had deliverance service, and they can tell you where I came from. And you know, where it was devil's deliverance services every time you turn around. Not because you wanted them, but because the devil just showed up. And somebody told me one time just recently, well, within the last couple of years, I guess, says, God's putting you back in the deliverance ministry. And they just handed me a towel. And when they handed me the towel, I threw it at them. Thought, I don't want this. God, get somebody else. Here am I, send Aaron. And that's basically what he was going to do. And he says, she'll be in charge of it. I thought, okay, great. But I'm ready to trouble the devil. Come on now. And shake up the church. Well, amen. Yeah. Look at somebody looking right now and say, hey, you the church. So we're going to shake some things up. Amen. And you know what's going to happen when we shake some things up? We're going to find out some of them have devils. Well, amen.
Amen.
All right. Habakkuk chapter 1. Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 1, however you want to say it. Are you there? Are you even going? Do you even have your Bible? Hallelujah. Habakkuk chapter 1. If you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Verse 5. Look among the nations and see. Wonder and be astounded, for I'm doing a work in your days that you would not believe if told. Now I know that this is talking, and I'm just lifting up out of context, it's talking about eternal life. It's talking about living forever in the presence of God. But I'm lifting it out of context because I believe this is something that God is doing right now. He's going to do a work in our midst that we wouldn't believe if He was telling us everything He's getting ready to do.
Yeah.
That's when you should have said, amen, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Over here, Lord. He's going to do a work in your day that you wouldn't believe even if it was told to you. In fact, I believe it's going to be one of those things that we were like those who dreamed. That we're not going to understand what's happening all of a sudden. That all of a sudden the impossible becomes possible. Come on now. All of a sudden those things that you couldn't break through, suddenly you get to break through and you begin to see those things take place in your life. And so I believe that's what's getting ready to happen. In fact, I'm going to just go ahead and jump forward here in my message and tell you what I believe is going to happen this year that I believe that's the word of the Lord for all of us. Glory to God. And then I'm going to get back and show you some things. I believe this year is going to be, we're going to see the long-awaited birthing of dreams and visions. Anybody here got a dream or a vision that you've been waiting for God to do something and you haven't been able to understand why it's not been happening? Huh? And you think maybe God's forgot you? Come on now. God doesn't forget anything. He's got you where He's wanting you. He's got you in a process of time in the incubator of His Spirit waiting for the things to be birthed. But I believe that you're about to see your dreams and your visions come to fruition in the year 2018. Suddenly that they're just going to happen suddenly, although they're not sudden. Because they're not sudden, that's why we're frustrated. We've been waiting for Him and waiting for Him and waiting for Him, doing everything we know to do. We've rebuked the devil. He hasn't rebuked. Come on now. We confess till we don't know what else to confess. Well, amen. And some of you has run from this place to that place to this place to that place trying to see if somebody's got the answer to make it happen for you, but nobody can make it happen till God's ready.
Amen.
I believe it's ready now, glory to God. And you're going to begin to see your dreams and your visions suddenly begin to be birthed. We'll be holding the baby this year. Come on now. I said, we'll be holding the baby this year. Things are going to change, glory to God. You'll be enjoying the fruits of your labor. Now, let me be clear to you. You might have to spank the baby a little bit. Come on now. Before you see the reality of it, as the year begins, I want to encourage you, speak to that thing, prophesy to that thing. Know that, talk to it like you know it's about to happen, glory to God. Amen? You ladies, you know, if you got ready to have a baby, you got ready to go to the hospital, and you turn to your husband and say, grab the suitcase, you don't mean tomorrow. Amen? You mean right now. And you speak to him like you dummy, now, get the suitcase. Huh? And that's the way we've got to speak to it. We've got to spank that thing to begin to speak to it like it's getting ready to happen right now.
Right now.
Glory to God. It wouldn't hurt me in the morning if I wake up in the morning with a baby.
Amen.
Well, amen. This year is about increase. Everybody say increase. I believe it's about increase, and I don't mean just increase in numbers, but I mean increase in health, increase in favor, increase in stature, increase the way that people look at you. Come on now. Increase in every area of your life. And yes, increase in the pocketbook.
Amen.
If you get troubled by that, send me your money. I will deliver you. Amen. It's about increase. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says, to everything there's a season. And I believe we're entering into a season of increase. And I also believe that it's a year whereby those who have been faint but yet pursuing will suddenly come in contact with the desired results. You've been almost to the point you wore out. How many times this past year, actually how many times in the last several years have you threw your hands up and just said, that's it, I can't take no more, I'm done with it. Nothing's working. I quit. I used to quit every Monday. Yeah, but that was when they had a newspaper on Monday in my town. I'd go to the post office, get my mail, pick up the paper, sit there in the car, open it up to the one ads and say, there's got to be a better way of making a living. Thank God they quit putting the paper out on Monday. Well, amen. And so you're going to begin to see it. It's a year whereby Father is going to right the wrong. And he's going to put some things in order. It should have been done long ago as far as I'm concerned. But we have realized over the last couple of years that, you know, the Bible says that there's bowls in heaven that hold your prayers. And you know, the bowls are been filled. And they've been at the tipping point. But I believe in 2018 the bowls are coming over all the way. And the answers to your prayers that have been held up is suddenly going to begin to be released. Amen. And you're going to experience turnaround.
Amen.
Well, amen.
Yes.
Scripture that somebody shared with me, as soon as they spoke it, as soon as they said it, I said, that's the word of the Lord for the year. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10, you don't have to go there, but verse 5 through 7 says, there's an evil which I've seen under the sun, as an error which proceeds from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich set in low place. I've seen servants upon horses and princes walking as servants upon the earth. Topsy-turvy.
Yeah.
Princes walking, servants riding.
Yeah.
Things have been out of order. But God said, I'm about to turn things around and put things in order.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And there's an order that's coming to your life.
Amen.
And you might as well get ready for it. There's an order that's coming to your life. Some of you are going to see it. I mean, in such a way that, you know, God, I'm going to get up and pray every day. I promise you, I'm going to pray every day. And you hadn't done it. There's an order coming to your life. Well, hallelujah. This is a year where we must determine to possess. He's going to lay it before us, but we must go in and pick it up. And don't allow past disappointments to follow you in 2018. It's time to prosper and it's time to succeed. Well, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those of you that, you know, you say you know me, you know I'm like a bulldog preacher. You amen me.
Come on, you keep going.
And I'll do something. But if you sit there and just look at me. Well. All right. So I'm looking for something good in 18. Anybody here going to join me? All right. So since 18. See, here's the thing I want you to understand too. That when God was getting ready to do something, he always tells us so that we can prepare ourselves and position ourselves to receive the things that God wanted to do in our lives. It's not that we have to work anything or make anything happen. We just position ourselves and we begin to cooperate with the Spirit as he's moving in a particular way. Amen. That's why things get hard. The Spirit of God begins to move one way and we still want to do what we've always done. And he's saying, no, you know, go ahead. head, I'm over here. That reminds me of Brother Bill Smith. I know he's been here before. He told he was coming down to Rockport when I was ministering down there, and he was on his way there, and God says, when you get there, I want you to teach on such and such. And he says, but God, I've been studying this all the way. He's had his book notes open in his car, studying why he's driving. I don't recommend that. Studying why he's driving. And as he's approaching the church, he said, now I want you to minister this. He said, God, you don't understand. I've been studying this. And he pulls up on the parking lot, and God says to him one more time, says, I want you to go in and I want you to preach this particular message. And he says, Lord, I've been studying this message. I'm ready with this message. And he says, all right, you go ahead. I'll be here when you get done. So he went in and gave the message the Lord wanted him to. When God's moving one particular way, it doesn't matter how long we've done it this way, we've got to move with Him.
Yeah.
Well, amen. And so we position ourselves. We get ready for whatever God has for us. Amen.
Amen.
And so I feel like that there's some things that we need to determine to do in these last few hours to prepare us for this next year, to prepare us for suddenly having a baby, to prepare us for increase, glory to God. And one of the first things is, I think we've got to determine not to carry any excess baggage with us into the new year. I've just got to get rid of it. Amen. See, if you've ever flown, you know that when you go to the airport, you have a certain amount of baggage you can carry that's included with your ticket. But if you have more, if you have more weight in the bag than you need to, it costs you. You have to pay for it extra. And I find that a lot of Christians are paying extra because they refuse to deal with their excess baggage. Come on now. And so we need to deal with our excess baggage. Listen, if there's somebody who's got all against you, you got all against, get it right before the year ends. Don't carry that on into the next year. And so, you know, if you have to humble yourself and say, I'm sorry, just go ahead. Us men know that we have to say we're sorry, even when it's not our fault. Come on now. The Lord spoke to my wife and said, relinquish your right to be right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes you just have to give it up.
Yeah.
You say, I don't need to be right. If it means it's going to cause a separation, if it means that we're not going to be one together anymore, I'm willing to let that go. I will humble myself and let it go.
Right.
I'm not carrying that into the next year.
Right.
Well, amen. I just felt like right there somebody should have jumped up and ran to somebody and said, you know, settle accounts, glory to God. Make things right. And in these last hours, finish strong.
Amen.
I came into 17 strong, glory to God. And I'm going out strong, but I'm going into 18 stronger, glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not just going to say, well, 18's here and I didn't get everything done. No, I'm going to finish strong.
Yes.
Yes. Well, amen. And then, if you feel like you've been sinking, you know, lighten the load.
Yeah.
Come on, just lighten your load. Sometimes we take so much on us that it's not our responsibility.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me just the other day, says, God told me to write a letter to somebody and to begin to tell them how miserable they are and how they're doing wrong. And what do you think about that? I says, well, you know, there's a difference between you up here feeling like you need to do it and God telling you. Well, I believe God told me. I said, then what are you doing asking me?
Right.
If God told you, just go ahead and obey God.
Right.
Hello, somebody. But if God didn't tell you, don't take that responsibility on you. Just lighten your load. In fact, look at somebody and say, lighten up.
Lighten up.
We just need to lighten our load. Quit assuming responsibility is not yours. Well, amen. So he said, well, I'm so worried about our economy. Well, who put you in charge? So just lighten your load. Get rid of false responsibilities. Amen. Don't carry that excess baggage into the next year.
Amen.
Well, I just feel like everybody's looking at me. Close your eyes.
I care what people think. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pause now for station identification. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I quit caring what people think. I mean, you know, everybody wants to be liked, yeah. And somebody said, well, don't you want to be a good pastor? No. No. I'm not pastor material. I never have been. I can't pet you and tell you, oh, you sweet little thing. I can't do it, glory to God. Are you hearing me? That's what's wrong now. We need somebody to put a boot up somebody's. He pulled the battery instead of putting it in right then.
Hallelujah.
I'm up here helping you.
Glory to God. That's good, yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Connie's more of a pastor than me.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But, I don't even know where I was going with that. We gotta quit assuming false responsibility. You want to be petted? There's a nursery. Amen. I'm here to grow sons and grow daughters. Glory to God.
Amen.
Well, amen. And then the second thing I want you to determine, I believe we need to determine, is that not to camp at past victories nor past defeats. Don't camp there. Look forward. As I said, that you know, there were some good things in 17. I've had some major victories, glory to God. Had a lot of major victories in my life. So have you. That's why you're still here. It's like Rocky, you know. Rocky took a beating. And he said, I'm still standing here. Huh? You're still standing here. You're still making it, glory to God. And you can sit back and think about, oh, all the battles I've been through and all the trials I had. Or you can sit back and think of all the victories I had and just camp there. But if you camp there, you're going to miss out on what God's wanting to do in this next day, in this next move of His Spirit. And so you've got to begin to look forward, glory to God. I'm not going to be held prisoner to not the failures nor the victories. Well, amen. Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, you know this is a New Year sermon, glory to God. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. I am so glad he didn't say these 59 things I do.
No, he said one thing.
He said this one thing I do. If he had said three or four things, we would have said, well, nobody can do all those things. I can get three of them, but I can't get the fourth one, so therefore I'm not going to get it. No, he said, this one thing I do, forgetting the past.
Amen.
Just forget it. Look at somebody in your breast, New York brogue, say, forget about it.
Forget
those saints that are behind you and press on. Press on to the mark of the prize of the high calling of Christ Jesus. Press on. Yeah. And as I said earlier, that song, I've had some good days and I've had some bad days. The good days outweigh the bad days. And we can, you know, we can all sit around and talk about, you know, we can all become veterans. And sit around and tell our war stories.
Uh-oh.
And see if we can't outdo each other.
Uh-oh.
About what we've been through. Nobody knows. Come on now. Or we can forget about the past. And just say, you know, I'll just tell you honestly, I've been through some good stuff.
Amen.
Amen. See the favor of God on my life. See the increase of God on my life. See things begin to blossom and change right before my eyes. But all that stuff is done here in just a couple hours. This day is over. This year is over. Now what's going to happen tomorrow?
Amen.
I had a friend that told me years ago, he said, I got saved on the back steps of the Baptist church. 20 years ago, and this has been several years ago. He said, 20 years ago. I said, well, big deal. I don't care what happened to you 20 years ago. I want to know what's going on in your life now. What is God doing now? What are you doing for the Lord now? He's living in his past. Come on now. Don't live in your past. The devil will try to remind you of your past every time you try to believe God. Refuse to relive it. Well, amen. Some of you relived your past so many times, it's like a movie coming on TV you've seen a dozen times. You can tell when he's going to say this, what he's going to say next. Amen. Quit living that thing. Well, amen. Third thing is, determined to have a pressing spirit or a pioneering spirit. That's something I've seen missing a lot in the church. It's coming back around again. I'm glad to see it. It's coming back around again. There are people that are saying, I don't care what anybody else says. I don't care if I upset the religious system. I don't care if I'm standing out and people think I'm crazy. I don't care if they call me a fanatic. I am going after that which lays before me. And if none, and see, I'm from that generation.
Yeah.
As of old folks, we remember these songs.
Yeah.
I have decided to follow Jesus. And though none go with me. Come on now. And I'm at that place that though none go with me. Ta-ta, bye-bye, see you later. I'm going, glory to God. I remember when I got saved, I was a night manager of a gas station and a cab pulled in and everybody's just standing there. Nobody's waiting on them. I said, what's the matter? Go wait on that guy. And nobody budged. And I'm the night manager. I just told them, go wait on him. And they won't move. And I said, what's wrong with you people? And they said, you wait on him, you'll see. So I went out there to wait on him. And as I'm walking out, I see on his cab, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. You know, all tattooed all over his cab. I said, oh, one of them.
Okay.
You understand, I was still in sin. But I, you know, I had an aunt that was one of them. And so when I went out there, you know, we got to talking. The next thing I know, he invited me to church. And I went to church. He didn't show up. I got saved.
Amen.
And then the next time I saw him, he jumped out of the cab. I told him I was at church and I got saved. He said, wait to get the Holy Ghost. 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 I didn't know what in the world he was talking about, but he made it sound so good. I thought I want it. And I've been that way all my life. God, if there's one more blessing out there that I haven't got yet, I'm coming after it. I want it. Just let me know where it's at, God. I'm there. Glory to God. Amen. Always wanting to go further than everybody else has gone. Well, amen. And so we've got to have that spirit. See, growth is about change. Come on now. And sometimes change is painful. I remember growing up, you know, you reach a certain age and all of a sudden you get all those Charlie horses in your legs. And Mama said, you know, that's just about growing. You're growing. I'm thinking, I wish I was a dwarf. Wouldn't have to hurt so bad. Are you following what I'm saying? But you can't grow if you don't change, and you won't change if you don't grow. So I'm changing. I refuse to sit around the campfire. Talk about the good old days. When I was a pioneer. No, I am a pioneer. Well, amen. You will never get to the other side unless you leave the side you're on. You've got to shake yourself. You've got to come out of your complacency. We say, well, I want more, Jesus. I want more. I want more. I want more. And listen to me. There are churches just springing up everywhere. And the only reason they're springing up, the only reason people are flocking there is because they promise them they can get more. You can get more in your closet. But you got to give it up. Well, Joshua told the 2.5 tribes, he says, all right, you guys, if you want to stay here, if you want to camp here, you can do that. But before you camp, before you settle in, you got to get up and you got to make sure your brothers and sisters get everything that God promised them to.
That's right.
And so before you camp, make sure your brothers and sisters are getting theirs.
That's right.
Well, amen. Get that pioneering spirit about you. Are you following me?
Yeah.
Now let me just speak to the older folk, whoever you might be. We've got young people that don't know anything about pioneering. They haven't had the foggiest clue is what I'm even talking about. They don't know about pioneering. The reason they don't know about pioneering is because you became a squatter. You stopped pioneering. You got yours and sat down. Hallelujah. Teach, you'd ask me to come for a watch night service. Amen. And we're supposed to be examples to them. Yeah. And you can't make them hungry unless you do some bacon.
That's right. That's right. You're right.
Hallelujah. Well, amen. Matthew 11, 12 says, and from the days of John the Baptist to now, the kingdom of heaven suffer violence, and the violent take it by force. The word violent there means forcefully energetic. And I look at a lot of saints in the church, I think there ain't nothing energetic about them at all. There ain't nothing. I mean, it's like church has become the serenity hour. Let's just come and chill for a while. It's the only place I can find peace. Sing me a few songs and entertain me. Well, and we need to shake ourselves and wake ourselves up and begin to take the things that God has for us.
Yeah.
Amen. If He's got something for me, I'm getting it. Come on now. And in fact, if I'm around you and He's got something for you and you're not laying hold of it, get out of the way, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Fourth thing is, look at somebody and say, Andy, aren't you glad he got off that one? Fourth thing is, determined to have an increased expectation. Let your imagination soar. Let your imagination soar. Don't limit God by what was. Don't even limit God by what somebody else says. See, the moment you say, I'm going to believe God to do this or do that, suddenly somebody else will come along and begin to tell you, well, God doesn't do that no more. Or, I knew somebody that was believing that and it never worked for them. What makes you think it'll work for you? Stop it. What makes you think it'll work for you?
Right.
Are you following me?
Yes.
So you can't let other people's disappointment put limitations on your God.
Right.
Well, amen.
Right.
I was believing God that by now I would have this or that. No, you wasn't believing God. I'm going to put it where the rubber meets the road. If you were believing God, you'd have it. You convince yourself you was believing God. Hallelujah. Maybe we should have received the offering first. Genesis 11 and verse 6, it's talking about the Tower of Babel. It says, and the Lord said, behold, the people is one. I like that. He come from my area. Not the people are one. The people is one. Behold, the people is one. They're in unity. They have decided to have the same mindset. And they have one language. You don't have somebody over here saying, God's able. Well, I sure hope God can come through. Huh? I'm standing on the word. Well, I know somebody that did that. It didn't work well for them. No, the people is one, and they have one language. They know what they want, and they're all saying the same thing about it. Come on now. You're not saying, well, I'm just... This happened to me. One of my first elder meetings where I knew then it was time to dismiss an elder board. The elders said, well, we're believing God for 300. And the person, the elder of the church said, well, if the church gets that big, I'll be gone. I thought, well, what are you waiting on?
Yeah, come on.
He didn't want the church to grow.
Oh, God.
Huh? And that would be a detriment to the church.
Yeah.
It's a detriment for if we're saying that God, we're just willing to do anything that you want to do. We're willing to change. We're willing to go forth. And somebody else over here is saying, well, I don't like change. I think it's working pretty good the way it is. It's always been this way. Behold, the people is one, and the people all have one language. And watch this. This they begin to do. See, when you have unity and speak the same language, then you begin to do something, and the result is now nothing shall be withholden from them that they have imagined to do. Nothing.
Right.
Nothing. All it takes is for a group of people to get together and say, we don't understand everything that's going on. We don't have to understand everything, but you're the leader. You're the one that God put in here, and so we're going to trust you, and we're going to believe you, and let's get behind the vision, and let's go with it, glory to God.
Amen.
and watch and see what God will do. Now, this is people that didn't even know the Lord.
That's right.
And if God says nothing's impossible for them that they imagine to do, think what it'd be like for you and I. So we got to begin to imagine some things. Amen. And somebody said, well, the imagination, you know, the imagination of man was evil only continually, so God sent a flood and destroyed everything. But imagination is not bad.
No.
God's given you your imagination. And He wants you to see yourself. When He says you're whole, He wants you to see yourself what you would be like if you were whole. If He says your needs are all met, He wants you to get a picture of your needs being met. No stress, no worry about how I'm going to pay the bills.
Amen.
Come on now. See yourself. Let your imagination go. Former song leader, he's still with us at the church, but he wrote a song years ago. It said, see it, believe it, achieve it. If you can see it, then you can believe it, and then you can achieve it. But you see, if you don't see it, you'll never do nothing with it. Well, amen. I do it in the prophetic school. I do it this way. Revelation, RPMs, revelations, proclamation, manifestation. You get a revelation of what God's wanting to do in your life. You begin to prophesy it, speak about it. Come on now. And then the manifestation comes. Well, amen. And so we've got to begin to let our imagination go. What would you look like if suddenly all your bills was taken care of?
Yeah.
I'm talking about all of them. House, car, everything. Glory to God. Yeah. Oh, no man, nothing but to love them. What would you look like? What would you look like if every sickness, infirmity, weakness suddenly disappeared out of your life? Come on now. What would you look like? See yourself that way. If you can see yourself that way, then you have something to go after. When the enemy comes along and tries to tell you that'll never happen, you say, no, it's too late. I already see it.
Right.
I already see it. I'm moving towards it now. You're too late. You could have talked me out of it when I just heard about it. But now that I see it.
Right.
I just said something. I can feel when you get it. I can feel it. Go over to God. When it says virtue went out of them, I can feel there's just something just goes. You know, you know somebody got a hold of it. Listen to me, you've got to see yourself successful. See yourself achieving your dreams. See yourself, glory to God. If you see yourself as in the ministry, see yourself as a prophet, see yourself doing whatever it is that you want to do. See yourself laying hands on the sick and see them recover. See yourself. And then just begin to work it, glory to God. Just begin to do it. Amen. That's why, you know, when you read over there the gospel according to Hagin, I'll skip verse 23, but verse 24. Therefore, I say to you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive and you'll have it. When you pray, believe that you receive. And actually, in prayer there, it's not talking about getting down on my knees and begging God for something. It's talking about speaking things. When you begin to speak things, you begin to decree things, believe that you receive and you will have it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:13 says, these all died in the faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off. They saw the promises. Listen, I've seen the promises have been far off many times. But I'm telling you, the promises are getting closer and closer and closer. Not that the promises are moving, but I'm stepping forward towards what I see, glory to God. And he says, having seen them afar off, they were persuaded of them. You can't be persuaded till you see it. God's given you a word saying you're going to do this, you're going to do that. See yourself doing it.
Amen. Amen.
Rogerio, see himself dreaming.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Amen.
Yes.
Just see yourself. And then he said, having seen them afar off, we were persuaded of them. And then he said, we did this, we embraced them. No, it's mine. I see it. I see it, it's mine. You can't talk me out of it now. I embrace it. God showed me a picture of what I look like. All my needs met, glory to God. And as far as I can tell, all my needs are met, glory to God.
Yes.
Having seen them afar off. Look at somebody and say, you got to see it. Which means you got to use your imagination. Go ahead and let your imagination run wild. Believe God for bigger things than you've ever believed Him before. Dare to believe He would even use you.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on now. You know what? You know what the reason is God doesn't use you? You. You don't see Him doing it. You don't see Him being willing to use you. He used a donkey. Back to that donkey again. Well, amen. So see it happening. Fifth thing, I only got eight things. Fifth thing is go the distance. Go the distance. Proverbs 24:10, been a favorite scripture of mine for, oh gosh, since back in the early 70s. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small or weak. If you faint, if you are one of those that always given up every time something goes wrong, your strength is weak. And you know, none of you fit in this category, but we have a lot of people in church, in churches all across the land. They're just a bunch of pansy. Be nice, Jim. Just a bunch of pansies. Every time something don't go the way they want it to, it's gloom, despair, and agony on. And it's just like, I don't know if I want to go to church anymore. I'm so defeated. I'm so frustrated. God didn't do what I wanted Him to do. Newsflash, He's not your puppet. You do what He wants you to do. He doesn't do what you want Him to do. Well, amen. I think it's about midnight in Hawaii now. Come on now. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You gotta get some strength and backbone about you. One of the things that happened to me a while back, I was getting introduced in a conference. And here's what the fellow said, and I won't have word for word, of course, but he said something like this. He says, I'm going to tell you, our next speaker is Dr. Jim Childs, and I'm going to just say this about him. I have watched him go through some things, and he's gone through them. He didn't give up. He just kept on going. He acted like it wasn't even happening. He just kept on trucking, and he's here today, and I really respect that. And I'm going to tell you, there are people that are looking to see how you handle adversity. They're looking for somebody strong that they can look at and say, if they can make it, so can I. And so you and I we've got to have that finisher's anointing on us, and we've got to make up our mind that we're going to go the distance, whatever that distance might be. I'm not stopping. I'm going to keep going until I get everything that God has for me. Amen?
Amen. Amen?
It's Sunday, and we don't quit on Sunday.
Right.
Come on now.
Come on.
See, you thought nobody read your post.
Yes,
you
did. Yes, you did.
Come on now. We don't quit. Amen? Oh, sometimes I know we stagger a little bit and we back up a little bit, but bless God, we don't quit. When the bell rings, we're back in the ring.
Amen?
Amen. So we're going to go the distance. The Bible says in Galatians 6:9, it says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we don't faint. We will reap if we don't faint. We will reap if we don't faint. If you faint, you won't reap. Come on now. If you don't quit, you will get what you want.
Amen. Amen.
The word.
Amen.
I mean, sometimes the word is so clear, you know, it's like it just jumps up off the book and just...
Mm-hmm.
What part of that don't you understand? Huh? People quit all the time, and then they want to blame God for not doing what they want them to do. Well, you quit.
Amen.
Well, amen.
Amen.
So I'm starting this new year strong, and I'm going to finish this year strong. Amen. I'm going to finish next year even stronger.
Yes.
I'm going to build up my most holy faith,
amen,
praying in the Holy Ghost. Come on now. Sometimes you just get
kurababa.
And sometimes you got to go, yirababa shakata de bibuhursukuna mamaha. And I don't understand tongue talking Christians that don't pray in the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
I don't understand people say, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. No, you're a quart low. Your prayers are like this. Because you don't want nobody to hear you. Huh? You don't have any confidence in your praying, and yet you expect something to happen. Stir that stuff up. Well, amen. That's one of the things that we did here a couple weeks ago. We just opened up the service 15 minutes before the service, and I grabbed the microphone and nobody, people coming in the church, I know they thought I was lost it. And the next thing we handed the mic off to different people. For 15 minutes, we just bombarded heaven. Come on now, praying in the Spirit. And we had some visitors come in and said, boy, they opened the door and walked in the church. Said, man, it hit them as soon as they walked in the church. Said they walked right into the power of God. Why? Because you got to stir up that. You got to change the atmosphere.
Amen. Amen.
If you don't change the atmosphere, you're always struggling, trying to get God to do something. Always being frustrated. This good message. I know it was a good message. God gave it to me. And yet, people just sat there. Huh? It's time to stir the atmosphere. It's time to make a change, glory to God. It's time to build up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
Well, amen.
Yes. Amen.
It's time for us to begin to make a decision. I'll be strong in the Lord and the power of His might.
Oh,
it's time to make a decision. I'm going to strengthen myself and be strengthened in my inner man by His Spirit.
Yes.
I'm not going to just go on. I'm not going on yesterday's blessings. How many of you ate yesterday? How many of you ate again today? Why? You ate yesterday. Huh? You know you got to have more than what you had yesterday. Yesterday was good, but this is a new day with new challenges. And so I've got to get the Spirit of God working in my life. Not that He's not working. I've got to get myself ready to release what's in me. There's a volcano in me that wants to be erupted on somebody. Well, amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hold on a minute. Hallelujah. He gave me this scripture right before service. I picked it up and kept it in my notes here. Job 32:19. Behold, check it out, look and see. My belly is like wine that has no vent, like new wineskins ready to burst. He said, I'm so full, man, of the power. Are you hearing what? I have stirred myself up so much that I'm about to explode. Look out, you might be the one I explode on. Are you following what I'm saying? I stirred it up. And you've got to be the same way. You've got to stir yourself up so that when you go to Wally World or you get to Piggly Wiggly's right in the middle of the pork and beans, you can just explode on somebody. You know what they'll say? Where do you go to church at? Because they're going to want what you got. Come on now. See, the way you are right now, you don't even want what you got. So we got to stir ourselves. We got to shake ourselves. You say, you're really just kind of hammering us a little bit tonight. Listen, I had a woman tell me one time, I've been witnessing to her and witnessing to her and witnessing to her when I first started trying to preach some. And she invited us to her house, and I'd preach in her trailer, you know, and I'd preach. And then, you know, she'd never come to the Lord and everything. And I said something one day, and she says, well, I guess I'm just going to burst hell wide open. I said, yes, you are.
Yeah.
And it just floored her that I would dare say something like that.
Yeah.
You know what she did? She went back in another room and got saved. Huh? Sometimes we've just got to be truthful, glory to God. Christians, we ought to be truthful all the time. Come on now. Well, amen. And it's New Year, so it's easier to swallow. Because we're going to leave this year behind. Amen. Press towards the mark. What are you going after? What are you going after? What do you want to see? What do you want to see God do in your life? Huh? Do you think just coming to church and sitting back is going to make it happen? It's not going to make it happen. Listen, you can have good message after good message after good message after good message. They can give themselves to praying and seeking God and be anointed and come in here and deliver the message with not only their ability, but with their heart and with their soul. But if you determine you're just going to sit there and not change, if you determine you're not going to do anything with it, it's not going to do nothing for you. Well, amen. And just for the record, no, I haven't talked to anybody about anything. Except the fact that it was cold when I come in here. Sixth saying is, accept the challenge and seize the opportunities that lie before you. Now, you heard the word challenge. I'm not going to tell you there's not going to be some challenges. I'm not going to tell you the enemy won't try to stop it. Yeah. Come on now. I'm not going to tell you that your friends and your neighbors and your loved ones won't try to hold you down. Are you following me? And you know, sometimes, you know, out at sea, the ships would have this thing that they drop to make sure they stay in one particular place. It's called an anchor. And sometimes we as Christians have our anchors. Come on, it's Bubba so-and-so, Sister so-and-so. They're our anchors. And we love them, and we want them around. We enjoy their company, but they have become an anchor to us, keeping us where we've been. When God is beckoning us to come further. Well, amen. I love you, want you to go with me, but if you're not going, I'm going. And I don't care what the challenges are, and I don't care what the obstacles are. I'm seizing the opportunities that lie before me. I think I told you this last time I was here in Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. The angel said to the church of Philadelphia, "Behold, I set before you an open door." Come on now. An open door. And he says that he's the one who shuts and no man opens, and opens and no man shuts. But I set before you an open door. Where's the door at? Come on, tell somebody. Say, in case you don't know, it's before you. I set before you an open door. Listen, the open door that you want to go through and see the blessings of God is not in 17. It's before you. It's in 18, glory to God. 18 is not a magical year. Come on now, you understand what I'm saying? But I'm saying that you've got to have an expectation of something better than what you're going through right now. You've got to have the expectation of doing more. You've got to have the expectation of seeing more. Glory to God.
Yes.
Are you following me? Yes. And so the open door's before you. Now here's the good news. It doesn't matter what the devil does. I don't know if you guys remember the song that used to sing. I think it was John Francisco. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For the word of faith is my sword and shield, and Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Glory to God. I don't care what the devil is going to do. The devil with the devil. Christians are too fascinated with the devil. He's a defeated foe. And he said, the Lord said, I set before you an open door. Me, the one who opens and no man can shut.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Come on now. You
can
step right into 2018 with the blessings of God on your life. Step right in with new expectation, new determination to see God do all that He said He was going to do. Paul said, there's an effectual open door before me, and there's many adversaries. So what? So what? Paul wasn't saying that so you can sit around and tell your stories about your adversaries. Are you following me? In fact, he said one place, he said in the book of Acts, he says, everywhere I go, I get in these prophetic words. And the prophetic words are one of those words that you want to throw the towel at. He said, everywhere I go, they say, bonds and afflictions await for you. Huh. Everybody say, good news. Bonds and afflictions awaiting you. But here's what he said about that. None of these things move me. I'm not moved. Why? I've seen it already. I see myself, glory to God. My imagination's done run wild. I see myself. I've already got the word of the Lord. I already know the door's open. Hey, do what you want to do, devil. Take your best shot.
That's right.
And you know that I've told you the story here, those of you that heard me before, in my first church, that those people there from Eastern Kentucky and Eastern Tennessee, they used to tell me all the time, Brother Jim. You better be careful what you say about the devil, Brother Jim. Don't you know, Brother Jim, he'll get on you. And I said, I'll tell you right now, if he gets on me, he'll get off a lot quicker than he got on, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Huh? So we don't care about the adversaries. Go over to God. Quit thinking about the devil all the time. He's a great big God and an itty bitty witty titty witty devil. Amen? Glory to God. You can sit around and complain about your hardships, your adversaries, or you can seize the opportunity and go through the door. Amen. Listen, I'll hold the door open for you. Some said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God. I'll hold the door open for you if it means you go through it. Number 7, determined not to be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Now, here's one that, you know, that's kind of become my pet peeve. I wrote in my book on New Breed Rising. I talked about all the revival hubs and things that are opening up. And there's a reason they opened up. Christians didn't feel like they was able to exercise their gift in churches that were so structured. They structured the Holy Ghost right out because they didn't want to offend nobody. Let me tell you something. People used to come to me all the time saying, well, I hope nothing happens today. I brought visitors. I said, what's the matter with you? I hope everything happens today because you brought visitors. They don't get what they need, where they're at. That's why they're here. And so, but churches have been so structured and so, you know, don't want to offend nobody, that people that have been able to use their gifts and their talents and their ability, and they're so hungry that they've gone somewhere that they have freedom to do it. But the problem is, you got people in there running those places. You got as much theology as a thimble.
Yeah, right.
Got just enough about knowing about God that they're destructive and destroying people's lives.
Yeah, come on.
Amen. But because they get a following, because people always like excitement, they like people like to go with the crowd. The crowd can be exciting. But because they get this following, especially in the day of Facebook and Twitter and whatever, you know, they get on there and say anything they want to say. Just say it because of who they are. And everybody says, amen. Oh, great. Oh, such deep stuff. About as deep as a thimble. Come on now. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not against them. I'm for them. Are you following me? We changed our whole church structure from just doing church to a kingdom training center where we activate the saints and get them moving in the things of God. We want that. I'm not against that. But I am against about people that don't know what they're talking about, pouring out garbage and putting my God's name on it. Taking the name of the Lord in vain. Well, amen. Something you and I have got to understand something. Hype is not anointing. Although you can have hype in anointing. Hype is not anointing. I remember one preacher used to say all the time, I feel my suit move. Well, big deal. You know? And he did that just to get a response. Well, amen. Maybe he's just preaching and say, oh! And that's supposed to send a shockwave through everybody. Everybody else is supposed to get the... Huh? Because after all, if you're anointed, so am I. Hype is not anointing. There can be hype in anointing. Amen? And just because somebody is anointed doesn't mean they're right. Because God anoints somebody, then leaves them to themselves to do what they need to do. Amen. Or in other words, let them spill out what they want to spill out. So anointing doesn't indicate accuracy. The Word. Everybody say the Word. Stay with the Word.
Amen.
Stay with the Word.
Amen.
Things come, things go. And I'm telling you, there are some things that are going to be going.
Yes. Amen.
Well, amen. Balance is the key.
Yes.
Balance is the key. And so we need the Word, but we also need demonstrations of the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And then this last one. And this last one is not mine. We was in a service and Apostle John Eckhart was there, and he shared this message. And I've seen he's been plastering Facebook with it. But he shared this message, and it's just so rang in my spirit, man. I thought, oh, my God, yes. In Isaiah chapter 16, verse 1, it says, rise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Rise and shine. Amen. But verse 22 of that chapter says this. It says, a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one, a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in His time. Now He says, rise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And as a result of the glory of the Lord coming on you, a little one shall become a thousand. Are y'all getting it? And a small one, a strong nation.
Amen.
I, the Lord, will hasten it. Because of my glory on you, you won't be little any longer. You can't stay small. You can't stay small in your own thinking. Why would God do that with me? Why would God use me? You can't stay small in your own thinking. Why? Because the glory of the Lord's on you.
Amen.
Listen, because the glory of the Lord's on you, a small, what is, how does it say it again? A small church shall become a strong nation. Come on now. You can't stay small. Come on. New life. You can't stay small. You can't stay small because the glory of the Lord, if you just give it liberty, if you just give it freedom, if you just let Him do what He wants to and just follow Him, you can't stay small. Yeah, but they're building another church. You can't stay small. But that church has a lot of followings. You can't stay small.
Amen.
Oh, did you hear me? A little one shall become 1,000, and a small one, strong nation, not a struggling church. Come on. Now, it's not somebody struggling trying to make ends meet. Not somebody struggling trying to get the crowd to come out. Come on now. You can't stay small. So I'm going to leave you with this, and maybe Pastor Connie, or she might have something she wants to say here. Dream again in 2018. Go ahead and dream again. Dream again. And reevaluate. Look again at what you got. Look again at what God has said to you. She would say it this way, dig another well. Or re-dig the wells. Re-evaluate. Re-access what you have. Look at your life and say, you know, I really do have more than what I thought. If nothing else, if I don't even want to talk about my gifts or my callings, then I better just go ahead and talk about the Holy Ghost. My body's a temple of the Holy Ghost, and the lights are on in somebody's home. He's always there. The power of God dwells in me mightily. The fullness of the Godhead dwells in me. Let's reassess what we have.
Uh-huh.
Are you following me?
Yeah.
Reevaluate, reassess. And then restructure. Restructure. Some of us just need to restructure some things in our life. Like our prayer life.
Yeah.
Like our study habits.
Yeah.
Like our church attendance. You know, I just said something the other day, posted on Facebook. Because I read these things, and it's just really so hard for the calling God on my life to stay quiet. And sometimes I just bite my tongue, and the Lord thanked me a couple of times for doing so. Yeah, but I read something the other day, and they were talking about how the church is irrelevant. I think you're just as stupid can be. You know, if I had a box, you could become my pet rock. And I said, you know, the problem is we have people that are viewing like the prophet of old, you know, the sons of the prophet viewed the prophet from afar off. And we have people in church that are viewing from afar off, never being committed, never getting in there and doing their part, never sharing what they have, and then complaining when they see somebody else advance quicker than they do. If you just get in the game, are you hearing me? If you just get in the game and do your part and commit yourself to something like you really want it, you'd see God do something in your life.
Amen.
So restructure yourself. And then reestablish your focus. Reestablish. What is it I'm going after? I like this, and I'm going to quit with this one. Years ago, I gave somebody a prophetic word, and it's sort of like this. I called them out of the sound booth, and they were in. And I says, the Lord just showed me you're in a football game. And you're running with the ball and you're about to get a touchdown. And you trip and you fumble the ball. Now you got a choice. You can stand there and, oh, woe is me, I fumbled the ball. or you can recover the fumble. Are you following me? And so that's what I'm talking about. Reestablish. Return to where you lost it. You can't go on till you know where you lost it.
That's right.
So reestablish your position. You know, reestablish the fact that you've got the ball, that you're in the game, that you're in this thing for keeps, that you're going to see God do what He said He was going to do in your life. Some of you just need to get bold with God.
Amen.
Amen. See, I used to tell my children when they were little, if you behave, you know, when company was coming, if you behave, when their company's gone, I'll take you to get some ice cream. Just behave. And then company stay a little longer than what you thought. And get a little bit later than what it was, you know. And then the company leaves. Are we going to go get some ice cream now? Well, you know, it's getting late now. We'll do that tomorrow. But you said. You said we're going to get some ice cream. We will, but we'll do it tomorrow. But you said when company left. You said. And that's the way I talk to my Father. You said, Lord. I'm not bashful. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed about this. You said, God, just like the friend that came at midnight, banged on the door and says, I got some company showed up unexpectedly. Give me some bread. He said, it's too late. And he said, but you said. You said you were my friend. You said if I ever had a need, I could depend upon you. And go away. But you said. And because he was shameless, the friend got up and gave him the bread. And sometimes you just got to get shameless with God. God, I don't care if people think I'm crazy. God, I don't even care if you think I'm crazy. I'm crazy enough to believe that if you said it, you meant it. You said it, God, and I'm here to get it, Lord. Well, amen. Amen. Bulldog tenacity. Well, amen. You want to share something? Come on. Hallelujah. What do you need?
Can I get y'all to do that song, Open Up Heaven? Y'all do that again for me?
She needs a mic.
Amen. Come on, girl. Come on. Amen. Thank you.
sitting in somebody's office, amen, began to, began to be in that atmosphere, it began to bloom every single month. All right, so now here's my thing, guys. This is what got me. If a plant that's sitting down in dirt can respond to the presence of God, hallelujah. Anybody with me? How much more should you and I be able to respond to the presence of God? If a plant sitting down in dirt can begin to blossom and respond on a continuum every month out of its norm, how much more should you and I be able to worship our King, our God? Amen? Hallelujah. So I'm provoking you. Let's worship. Let's engage. Amen? You just need to tell the person to the left and the right of you, you may need to give me just a little bit of space right here because you may see something that you hadn't seen yet this year. Come on. I'm not being silly. I'm being for real. Give yourself some space. Amen? And let's just engage. Let's go there. Hallelujah.
We waited for this day, we're gathered in your name, calling out to you. Your glory like a fire, awaking desire, will burn our hearts with truth. You're the reason we're here, you're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, feeling every part of our praise. Your presence in this place, your glory on our face, we're looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Open up the heavens, open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Presence in your glory on our face, we're looking to the sky. Descending like a cloud, you're standing with us now. Lord, unveil our eyes. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're singing. Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Show us your glory. Yeah. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us.
power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Open up the heaven. Open up the heaven. We want to see you. Open up the floodgates. A mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise. Open up the heaven. Open up the heaven. We want to see you. Open up the floodgates. A mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your power. Show us your glory, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your glory, Lord.
Open up the heavens, we want to see you. Open up the floodgates, a mighty river flowing from your heart, healing every part of our praise.
Open up the heavens,
open up the heavens. We want to see you. Open up the floodgates. A mighty river flowing from your heart, filling every part of our praise.
God. Well, you guys got a little splash. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Listen, you can just take a seat. Just stay close. Amen. Stay close. Glory to God. Is this right? It's kind of flying around. It's not right. No, it's not right.
You got swinging your arms, didn't you?
Yeah. Imagine that.
Here, let's do it this way. How about this?
What are you doing?
That won't work either.
Open up the floodgates. We want to see you.
That's good enough.
Okay. I don't think so. Yeah, this feels, I feel out of balance. I feel like it's
there
making me go like
here,
this.
Here, let's just take it off. How about that?
Okay. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you realize heaven is wide open to us?
Amen.
Amen. Even though we sing, open up the heavens, we want to see you. Amen. Listen, he ain't keeping nothing from us. Isn't that glorious? Everything in heaven is wide open to you and I. We have complete full access. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Real quickly, I just want to drop something in your spirit, and we're just going to start praying for you. Is that good? Amen. One of the things I heard God say about 2018 was back in August, coming through my hallway, and I heard the Father say this. He said, 2018 will be marked by my exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond, all that you can think, imagine, or ask me of. I said, whoa, that's out of Ephesians 3:20. It says, now to him who is, amen, by the action of power that is at work within us, come on, is able to carry out his purpose and to do superabundantly, far above and above all that we dare to ask or think. Amen. It goes beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Amen. I love it because the Message Bible says it this way. He said, God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. So dream wild, dream big. Amen. He wants to exceed that. He does it by pushing us around, but by working within us, his spirit deeply and gently within us. Amen. So 2018 is a year. Amen. Also, I believe that the body of Christ, my husband alluded to it just a little bit, it's a moment and a time where we're going to begin to recover all. Tell somebody, say, I'm recovering all. Come on, tell them like you really mean it. I'm getting it all. Amen. And the invitation from heaven here is found in Matthew 6:33. It says, but first and most importantly, seek, aim, strive after his kingdom, come on, his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and the character of God, then all these other things will be given to you also. Amen. So right there tells us how we can begin to position ourselves properly, amen, not just physically, but in our mind, in our spirit, what we're to give our focus to, amen, is to seek him diligently first, his kingdom, his righteousness, his way of doing and being right at all times, amen. Thank you, baby, thank you, glory. So I pray. My prayer for you is that you find yourself in red-hot pursuit of his presence in 2018. I mean like crazy. People think they know you and known of you. They are not going to know you when you step into 2018. Come on, you're stepping into something fresh and brand new, and the only hindrances there will be you. You're the only hindrance because you have been set up by heaven. Amen. God has so orchestrated things for us that you can't even fail. We can't fail, Miriam, because all of heaven is backing us. Amen? Come on, you cannot fail. So, I don't care. I care, but I don't care. Catch me when I say this. What you've been through in 2017, let it go. Let it go. As a matter, just stand up. We're just going to do a prophetic act right here with that. Amen? All right. So 2017's back there. All right? So let's just turn around. Look at it. This is the last time you're going to look at it. Get a good look at 2017. Danny, you're not looking at 2017. It's out there. Come on, cooperate. Amen? All right, now, wave goodbye. Tell 2017 bye. Say goodbye to all the disappointments, all the hurt. Come on. All the betrayal. Come on. Say goodbye to what you felt like should have happened but didn't happen. Come on, amen. Just say goodbye to it. Release it. Release it. Release it. Release it. Release it. Come on, release it. Just don't do it because I'm telling you to do it. I'm giving you an opportunity. Release that thing. Release it. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Come on, God's not failed. Not one of his promises concerning you. What you thought he should have done in 2017, get ready. Because you're going to see it in 2018. You will see the fulfillment. You will see the fulfillment of it in 2018. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now are you ready to turn around and embrace your new? Huh? Are you ready to embrace your new? Amen. Glory, glory, glory. He's a good God, church. He's good and He's faithful. Bradley, I decree over you that 2018, the doctors will mark not being able to see no cancer in your body at all. The Lord is going to show Himself strong in your behalf in such a mighty way that they're going to have to take medical documents of it. They're not even going to be able to take credit for anything. They're going to know. They're going to know it's been nothing but God, the God that you serve. Amen. Even as you're playing, I hear the word of the Lord. Son, you're going to begin to write. You're going to write the sounds of heaven. And God says, as you release the sounds of heaven, it will create an atmosphere of my glory. And God said, when my glory comes on the scene, anything becomes possible. But the Lord says, son, I have need of you in this next season of 2018. The Lord says, I need you to be attentive to your music, and I need you to be attentive to your ear. For there's going to be a sound and a rhythm that the Father's going to place on the inside of you that's even going to cause your faith to begin to cause an acceleration on the inside of you like never before. People are going to think they've known of you, but God says what you're stepping into is something brand new. It's going to take everybody by surprise. And the Lord said, okay, God. Whoa. I just heard Him say, you'll record. You will record. It'll hit the charts. Come on. See, there's going to be those that's going to come and say, how did you do that? And you're going to say it was nothing but just entertaining His presence. Amen. There is a sound. There's a rhythm. You're picking it up on a little bit already. You just need to give yourself to it. Amen. There's more to you than what you realize. The fullness of what you carry has yet been tapped into. It's got you this far.
Hallelujah.
But there's more. Amen.
Glory to you,
name. Hallelujah.
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 Are we still recording?
Yeah.
So they can have a copy of this or whatever, you know? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Or you get your cell phones or whatever. Ricardo and Marion, I don't know what you guys have been looking for, asking God about, but even as she was doing that, I saw like the old-fashioned salt timer shakers, you know, the thing that's turned upside down. And the Lord says, the countdown has begun. And I don't know what it is that you're petitioning God about, but the countdown has begun, and you'll see it come to fruition. Glory to God. Amen. You'll see it come to fruition. And you won't always be doing that which you're doing now. Okay? And I'm talking about business and things of that nature. You won't always be doing what you're doing now. There's something in store that's greater, that's bigger. Okay? And don't be afraid to step out there in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Help me. No, right behind. Yeah, you guys.
Bob and Rita.
Bob and Rita, yeah. Hallelujah. As I'm standing over there, I'm seeing you. You're behind me, and I'm seeing you. And I hear the Lord saying that there's celebration coming to your house. It's just like all of a sudden, like I just saw the lights go on, you know, surprise. There's a surprise celebration coming to you. That which you did not look for is showing up. Glory to God. And it's almost like it's been that you're in this law and you're just coasting right along and everything's, it's all right. It's hunky-dory. I can make it. Things are all right. But God says, no, that's not the end of the matter. There's a celebration coming where sudden good news is just going to rush in. I just see like the blinds and the curtains just begin to blow as a new wind of the Spirit just begins to come in on you. Wow. And it's going to shake some things up and put some things in order. And you're going to begin to see that some dreams. It's almost like the things have just kind of went frustrated, but you just said, okay, I'm a good camper, I'm a good soldier, I'll just go on with it. But God said, no, I wasn't done with it. I'm about to breathe on it again and bring it back out into the open, and you'll see your dream and your vision find fulfillment in this next day, said God. And you'll see things begin to come into line, into order. And the Lord says, I'm going to put some things around about you, some resources, and not only resources of finances, but resources of people that will begin to work alongside of you to begin to cause this thing to come about. I see a sign being made, and it's just like that's something you're wanting to do, and God's going to give a name to it, and God's going to give a title to it, and you're going to see the thing come into fruition. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Get somebody.
Hallelujah.
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 Don't be scared.
I need you to keep playing what you've been playing, but can you give me some more volume?
Build and expand because you've asked of me. Because
'cause you've asked of me. So right, 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 right for me. Right for me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Reba koto baba katasa. Shata la babo koto rebe. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't want to keep anybody longer what they want to be kept, but if you want ministry, we're going to minister to you. Glory to God. What's your name? Linda? Here's what I heard, Linda. Why seek ye the living among the dead? And I heard the Lord say, let the past be past and begin to look towards your future. And don't judge what's coming in your future by what you just left in your past. The Lord says, I'm writing new chapters in your life. I'm writing new chapters, and I'm writing things that you wouldn't dare to believe, said the Lord. And I'm going to begin to take you on a journey that you have not been willing to go on up to this point. But the Lord said, I'm going to ease you in to the flow of my spirit in such a way that you're going to begin to take new grounds. And in taking new grounds, new expectations will begin to arise up in you. And you will begin to see the joy of the Lord begin to bubble up in you. And the Lord said, that which has been capped off shall be uncapped. And you shall begin to see celebration begin to be released in your life. And the Lord says, even as the joy begins to come forth in your life, you're going to see a new strength and a new vigor begin to be released in your physical body. And the Lord says you're going to be one that can run through the troop and leap over the wall. And the Lord says those that have put limitations on you and said you can only do this and that and only can expect this much and no more, the Lord says listen no longer to that, for the Lord says it's a new day. And the Lord says I'm in charge, and I'm bringing you in, said God, that you might begin to enjoy my fullness, and you might begin to live again, and you might begin to see what it means, said God, to be on the other side of things, where the Lord says you're not going to stay where you've been. The Lord said, I'm taking you to the other side, and the other side is going to be better, says the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Forgive me if I don't know everybody's names. This happens to me all the time. Glory to God. Well, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. New strength, new determination, new vigor begin to be released in your life. The Lord says where you've been a fountain, even a fountain of joy at times, where people have come to you and drank from you and pulled from you and received of you, the Lord says you've not seen nothing yet. For the Lord says now you shall begin to drink and you shall begin to receive. And the Lord said, I'll bring people to you to pour into you. And the Lord says your needs that have gone just to... Your needs have gone to the wayside. It just seemed like they was not being fulfilled. And it just seemed like nobody was noticing. God said, I've noticed. And the Lord said, because you've done for others, I'm going to do for you now. And you're going to begin to see some things change. And I see God just kind of doing something in your body. It's just almost like building blocks. And God says, like, all right, let's take this thing apart and let's put it back together again. And the Lord says, I'm putting some things back together that's been out of order in your life and out of order in your body. And you're going to begin to see things come into line. And there's a new strength coming into your body. And the Lord says where the others have said this is what you can expect all your life, that this is the way it's going to be for the rest of your life, the Lord says it shall not be so, but it shall be as I said, says God. And the Lord says, I say you're healed, and I say you're whole. And the Lord says there's a rising up in your spirit man. And the Lord says your spirit man and your flesh man are about to connect, and there's going to be a dynamite explosion, says God, as health begins to be released in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God.
And the Lord says, this is a time and a season, said God, that I've ordained for you. For the Lord said, I'm bringing you out of depression and discouragement and despondency that so easily has taken you so many times. And you said, God, I've got to be free. God, I've got to bust through. There's got to be more. God, if there's not no more than this, and I don't want to go on. The Lord says, come on and let's go on, said God, because I'm bringing you into a place of fruitfulness. I'm bringing you a place of liberty. And the Lord says, I come against every spirit that wanted to come against your life. And the Lord says, even where there's been that thing that just wanted to bring depression and discouragement, I break that assignment even now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Tell me your name. Helen?
No.
Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord saying this is a time and a season of great joy. And the Lord says, you've been pressed down and pressed down and pressed down. And as I'm even saying that, I see the old pogo stick. You know, the more you're pressed down, the more it's about to break forth. And the Lord said that pressure has been that to just sit down on you and try to rob you of your joy and try to rob you of your destiny. And it's almost like it's counted you out to the point that you almost believe that you were counted out. But God said, you ain't seen nothing yet. You're about to come forth. You're about to jump and you're about to go and soar to new heights. The Lord says, your booster rockets are just now ready to be taken off. And you're about to go into orbit, said God. And you're about to see a new power and a new demonstration of His Spirit being released in your life. I see the Lord saying, you're about to get beside yourself. It's almost like you step out of yourself and look at yourself. And it's almost like you want to say, come on, let's go. And even as you begin to say with determination, I'm going through, I'm coming up, the Lord says, you'll come up into new heights. And the Lord says, the fountain of joy will be turned back on in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Step two.
Come on, guys.
Listen, your days of loneliness that has tried to cloud and almost smother you are over.
Hallelujah.
No more loneliness.
None.
You're going to be a drunk woman in the house of the Lord. You're
going
to have to be escorted out of the building because the joy of the Lord is so going to begin to overtake you from this moment right now, propelling you and launching you into your new 2018. So Father, I thank you, and I just thank you that as I lay hands on her, that the joy of the Lord will begin to overtake her and overwhelm her like never before, Father. That it'll hit her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And Father, God shall come in one way and go out another, Lord. She will be known as a drunk woman of the house, Lord. And there will be those that'll want to hang out with her. They'll want to hang out with you, Nola. Come on. Amen. Because they're not going to be able to stay around you and be sober. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's been a long time coming, Mama. It's been a long time coming.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Sababato Rababababata. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shotorababaka. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to say something here. This is Bradley's wife, right? Bradley's wife's got a name.
Ashley.
Hallelujah. I heard the Lord tell me to tell you that He's not overlooked you. And He's seen your fears and your concerns and your steadfastness as you made up your mind to stand, even when you didn't know what you was going to do or you didn't know the outcome. And the Lord says, I'm honoring your faith and I'm honoring your stability, said God, and I'm putting a new strength and a new determination in you. But the Lord said, I'm about to do something that is not always going to be about Bradley, but it's going to be about Ashley. And the Lord said, I'm going to begin to do something in you and put a new dream in your life and a new hope, because you didn't want to go out very far
with your dreams and your hopes. And the Lord said, I'm going to expand your vision, and I'm going to expand your horizon, and I'm going to cause you to see some things, said God, that I'm going to do for you in the days, the years, and the months in front of you. The Lord said, go ahead and make long-range plans. Go ahead and begin to dream again. The Lord says, unstop your imaginations and let things go wild. For the Lord said, I'm with you, and I'll walk alongside of you, and I'll see you through every trial and every time of testing. And the Lord said, I'll put a faith in you and a tenacity in you. The Lord said, you've had a taste of it at times because you felt like if I'm not standing, nobody's standing. But the Lord said, you stood, and I'm gonna increase that faith, and I'm going to increase that stability. And you're going to see, said God, now begin to ask me, says the Lord, what you want from me for your life, Ashley. Tell God what you want for your life and watch me do it, says the Lord. Watch me begin to shine down on you. And the Lord says, I'm going to be, I just see you like a little girl that you come up on the puddle, and you know, everybody wants you to walk around the puddle, but you're going to step right into it. And I hear the Lord saying, tell her to step into it, glory to God, and see what God will do for you, glory to God. Oh, now do me a favor, will you? If he writes songs, let him play, but tell him to get somebody else to sing. Hallelujah.
Miracles, signs, and wonders will follow her all the days of her life. She will witness the miraculous. She will witness the turnarounds. She will witness the wakings up. She will witness, Father, a body part's beginning to function again. She will witness it in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. Miracles, signs, and wonders follow her all the days of her life.
Yeah.
All the days of her life. All the days of her life.
Thank you, God. All the days of her life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, I started doing this year. I did it even tonight. I said, do you see what's following me? Can you see it, Ashley? You don't see what's following me? Well, you should. Miracle signs and wonders. They follow.
These
the
signs
believers.
Shall follow.
That's right.
Amen.
Surely,
Amen.
Goodness and mercy.
So you need to tell people, can't you see what's following me?
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Build your confidence. Yes. Miracle signs and wonders follow me.
Hallelujah.
Because I'm a believer.
Amen.
These signs
Hallelujah.
Follow the believer.
Right.
They lay hands on the sick and they recover. Come on. Amen. Miracle signs and wonders.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No more small thinking.
Hallelujah.
No more. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see the difference there? Do you see? She's got that little pastoral thing. She just wants to bring comfort, pat everybody, make sure they get it all. I'm just going to deliver the word to you. I tell people all the time, Reader's Digest. Reader's Digest. Hallelujah. Tell me your name again.
Denise.
Denise.
Yeah.
All right. Denise, I just saw, even as I looked at you just in, I saw with a hula hoop, and you're just working it. You're just moving it. You got the rhythm going. You found your rhythm. And I hear the Lord saying, you found your rhythm, and you're going to begin to see now that because you found your rhythm, you're right in step with the things that God's wanting to do in your life. You're going to see now things begin to come into fruition that has been held up. And it's just like, all right, God, what I need to do next? What I need to do next? And it's almost like, come on, somebody tell me, is there a trick to this thing? Is there something I need that I'm missing? And the Lord says, no, you're not missing nothing. You're right in time. You're right in step. You got your rhythm going, and now you're going to begin to see things begin to unfold for you. And it's been like dreams that over the last 3 years, that there's been some things that just been held up. I see you putting some things on the shelf and just putting them away because it didn't come into fruition right away. It's like God said, I'm going to do this, or it's like, or I prayed and I felt like God was moving on my behalf, but nothing happened. And God says, okay, it's been on the shelf, but now it's time to get it back out and begin to dig that well again, begin to, you know, bounce that hula hoop again, because you've got it going. Don't let it stop. Don't just keep doing what you're doing, because you're pressing in, you're pressing through, and because of that, you're going to begin to see the victory begin to take place for you. Glory to God.
Amen.
Is this one of yours?
That's my grandson.
Yeah, grandson. Glory to God. She said that like she was scared. That's my grandson. Hallelujah.
That's my mama.
That's your mama.
That's my mama.
You're Ralph, right?
Bradley.
That was close.
Not Bradley, Grant. Bradley's my our son.
All right, what's his name? We neither one of us know. what's his
name? It's Grant.
Grant. Hallelujah. Grant, I see God doing something in your life even at a young age. I see God beginning to prepare you for your future. I see God beginning to bring people into alignment in your life that's going to begin to impart things into you, that's going to determine the course that you're going to walk in the days ahead. God's going to begin to cause things to begin to just come into a place of alignment, a place of impartation, where you're going to begin to step right into things, not even knowing what's going on, but you're stepping right into the plans of God. For the Lord's already gone before you and set the stage and set the plans out so that you'll walk in it and be successful. I see in the years to come that you'll be successful. That you, not, I'm talking about financially successful. I see business coming up in your life. I see you, and you probably like it about as much as I do, but I see you wearing a suit and tie. I'm sorry. But and carrying the briefcase, because you're a person of importance, and it's coming in the days ahead. And you won't lack because of what God's going to do in your life. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That has to be God, because I don't usually minister to young people.
Wait. But I see a little preacher man. Oh, I see a preacher man on him. I see you with a mic. I see you bold. I see you just like cutting edge. I mean, you're just willing to get out there and you don't care what other people think. Amen?
Amen.
God says just give yourself to that more and more and more. You do some of that behind the scenes when nobody's looking. Keep doing it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You just keep doing it.
So you're wearing a suit and you're not a businessman, you're a preacher. Please pray right now that you'll have success and be prosperous.
Oh, he will.
Hallelujah.
Like, what?
Glory to God. Hallelujah. No, you will be, because God said, hallelujah. And
Miss Phyllis,
glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank
glory
you.
To God. All right. I just saw, as I called your name, I saw you on one of those old-time bicycles, you know, that to lose weight type things, or get in shape, and you're pedaling, the bike's not going nowhere. And sometimes it can be frustrating because it looks like you're not going nowhere, you're not accomplishing anything. But the Lord says, you remember that as you're doing that, you're building your own personal strength and you're building stability in your life. And the Lord says that there's a strength and an inner calmness and an inner peace and an inner strength that others would long to have but don't know how to get to it. And I see that you're going to begin to show people the way to come to a place of a strength and stability and quietness possessing their soul. It's almost like, okay, you've learned through the school of hard knocks, through the things you've gone through, to how to make it through to the other side when it looks like life is over and when it looks like everything has landed a crushing blow in your life. You've been one that refused to give up, and you've been one that refused to stop and stay the same. That's why it frustrates you so much when you're on the bike and the bike's not going anywhere, because you just think that, yeah, I've been here before, I need to go on. But you are going on. Whether you realize it or not, you're going on from strength to strength, from glory to glory, and from faith to faith, and you will impart it to others, says the Lord. Glory to God.
Listen, I just hear heaven say, well done. You've been faithful and steady.
Hallelujah.
It's marked my life. And I'm forever grateful.
Amen.
Because there's far and few of you. Amen. So I want to honor you with heaven.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for not giving up.
Amen.
Thank you for consistently coming. hugging me every time I come in the door. I love it. Amen. But I just want to honor you with heaven.
Hallelujah.
Heaven honors you. Faithfulness.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Glory to your name, Father.
Thank you for not quitting. Now look at the legacy. The
Hallelujah.
Generations that are representative. You know,
glory to God.
It's beautiful. Beautiful.
Hallelujah. Is this Bradley's daughter?
Yeah.
You Ashley's daughter too? What's your name, honey?
Grayson.
Hallelujah. Grayson, I don't know if you understand, but I saw just as I'm standing there and listening to her say this, I saw like a cartoon character of God's head. And he's blowing. And it's like he's blowing you, and you're a ship. And the sails, and I see him blowing wind into your sails. And you're going to go a lot further than what you ever thought because of the power of God in your life. And because of your heritage, you're going to begin to see things and begin to take you further than what you ever... You don't have to worry about things. God's got this. God's got this. He's in charge. He's in control. And he's, you know, and I also see that he's going to quiet some voices, you know, around about you that just want to be ugly to you. And I see he's going to quiet those voices to you, and you're going to realize that God's in control. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Way over here on the other end. Hallelujah. We stayed too long, they turned the heat down. Hallelujah. Remember, when you go back there and write your check, 100 is T-H-O-U. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mutt and Jeff? Which one's Mutt? Tell me your names again.
Bobby and Vivian.
Bobby and Vivian. Glory to God. All right. The Lord says, I'm turning things around on your behalf. That you're coming into a season now of divine turnarounds where it looks like you're